Waps World. Waps World. Soccer. NFL. Waps World. Waps World.
My Waps World is brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Here's Bob.
If Jay turns my mic back on. He's trying to suppress me. Or oppress me. Who can say? Do you guys know? Danny.
We got a lot going on, okay?
Do you guys know, Danny? The U.S. life expectancy of a human?
Human, okay, are you dividing it up into male, female?
Well, we will, but let's just say as a human being.
In the world?
In the U.S.
Oh, in the U.S., okay.
God, would you please listen?
I swear, he doesn't listen.
Calm it down over there.
77.
I'm going to say 75.
You're both underbidding 79, according to our latest data.
Okay.
Or is it data?
We're doing well.
Are you more of a data or a data guy?
Data.
I think I say data, but it's probably data because I say everything wrong.
So a female American, of course, lives longer because they're good at living.
They don't party like we do.
Yeah, they don't know how to party.
They're not necessarily lifting heavy objects as often as we are, so we die younger.
Yeah, and roofing accidents.
And all the cars we're fixing.
Yeah, we get smushed by cars.
That's right. So
we get killed defending our families.
That's right. Average
smushed by cars.
All the wars we're in. So the average average American female lives till
82.
Not bad.
All right, 84.
81.4. And the average American male lives till
74.
No, 76.
76.5. So the average...
Your math is deplorable.
The average female lives 4.
I'm not a smart man.
4.9 years longer than the average male. The gap is narrowed, by the way. It used to be almost 6 years difference. Now it's under 5. And so...
That is the Mad Men effect. We've stopped drinking scotch at noon.
Yeah, women have consistently lived longer than men, and usually the gap is right around 5 years. So I tell you all that to, I guess, brag on my grandfather, because on Saturday we called him for his birthday. Now, admittedly, the transcript of the call probably reduces a little bit by year, just because when you're 104,
wow,
your ability to have long conversations has diminished.
Yeah.
It's 104.
And this is the one in California?
Yes.
Did he get Al Roker to wish him a happy birthday?
I don't know if he did or not, but he certainly deserved it. And it's amazing because, of course, as a grandson, the first time you think your grandfather is old is the moment you meet him.
Right. When you're like four, you're like, wait a minute. What's going on over here with you?
Yeah. And so I remember distinctly his retirement, which I was a little boy. And here he is 54 years after his retirement. He's still alive.
What did he do?
Or no. That's bad math. 44. 44 years later.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm only 53.
What did he do?
He worked on the railroad, as his dad did.
All the live long day?
And as his son did, and as his grandfather did. I broke the four-generation streak
of
working on the railroad all the live long day.
Okay, so wait. His dad, your grandfather's dad, started it?
Yes. No, grandfather's grandfather.
Okay. So then,
so he invented trains?
Then that was passed down to your dad.
Yeah, four generations.
And your dad's brother, did he do it as well?
One of them, yes. Yeah.
What is going on?
And then dad was hired at 18 and went all the way to retirement with the exact same job that I believe he told me every day how much he couldn't stand it.
How could that happen? How could so many generations do that and be so complicit in like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do? Options?
It
was just a different time.
They don't imagine anything more for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, they get steady income and marry a girl when they turn 18, and
that's it.
That's pretty much, we're pot committed now.
But your dad didn't like it?
No, hated it. In fact, I think that inspired me subliminally to try to find something I'm not going to hate, because you're going to have to do it your whole life.
Did he tell you or your brother, like, I can get you in here if you want?
No, he explicitly said,
you ain't doing it.
Don't do the railroad. Okay. It's a dying thing. So then I found something that would never die, radio. AM radio. So anyway, back to Grandpa. 104, and my wife was awesome. Like, there are certain talents I have and certain talents my wife has. Questions to ask your 104-year-old grandfather. She was knocking it out of the park. You know, like, I wouldn't think of asking how 104 feels, but that got, like, a great reaction from him. And I'm asking him, did he get his birthday ice cream and just all the things. Like, I'm pretty sure it's consistent that once you hit 100,
you're not real worried about your diet.
You're pretty much living to get ice cream every night, and maybe in the morning. I don't know. It feels like ice cream consumption really shoots up in your 90s. And
how's he doing health wise?
Yeah, what's his mental acuity?
I think we're at a point where it has to sort of be explained to him who I am when I call.
I feel like when you're 104, either your cognitive abilities have dipped to the point where you don't mind being 104, or you are very, very much aware that you're 104 and you're looking for the nearest suicide pod.
I think he's a pretty happy guy, and I think he has his routine, which involves watching a little television. He likes sports. And we have had talk about that, not on this call, but in recent calls. He still follows, like, the Packers, and he follows the NFL and a few things. Now, he's not super deep into it.
I don't know if that Jordan Love's a good leader.
He may have questions about Jordan Love. I don't know. But so we started talking about, not with him, but after the call. Which, like I said, it doesn't take super long to call your 104-year-old grandfather, because, you know, the next nap is not far away. He's thinking about when he can go back to sleep, sort of stuff.
But where's he? Who's he living with?
With one of his sons.
Okay.
So not my dad, but his brother, and then his other brother both live about 100 miles apart in California, and they sort of trade off. Like, we get them for a month, and then we'll take them up to you and hand them off. And
brother.
And so it's a really cool scene, because the three brothers are all healthy and happy, and they're all in their 70s or so. And it's one of those deals where,
tell you what, brother,
you probably don't know how long your parents are going to be around. And then you find that you're about to turn 80 and your dad is still alive.
Jeez.
So that's pretty crazy.
Dude, that is amazing. Trying to envision a world, even for, you know, I lost my grandpa, who was 100, when I was like 35 or something like that, or 37, 38. I thought I was super old to have a grandparent that was still alive when I was pushing 40.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And then we were talking about my grandfather's mom, who I knew as, and is this such a funny thing from the 80s, she was known as Grandma on the Hill. And I kid you not, we never called her anything different than Grandma on the, we're going to see Grandma on the Hill. And I guess that's how they decided to distinguish our grandmother from our other grandmother, which I know down here you do Peepaw and Meemaw and all the other made-up names. I guess we couldn't think of anything in Wisconsin other than grandmother plus location.
She's on a hill, yeah.
Yeah, so
Grandma,
she's
with the red car.
But she lived till 105.
Is this
Grandpa's mother.
Okay. Yeah. So runs in the family.
105 and 104.
Oh, so you're going to be doing draft coverage till you're at least 95.
So is that a genetic longevity thing that just sort of rolls with the family? And
it absolutely is part of the fabric of your DNA. There's no question. No question.
Kind of a weird trait.
I mean, it's kind of cool, though.
And how do the mates that marry into the family water down that situation to where...
They do. they can affect the...
They take you back to the average.
Yeah.
So, like, an athlete will want to marry an athlete to produce athlete kids. You have to find someone whose other grandparents are 108 and try to match them up.
Well, it's like if you're... You know,
but you got to make sure they're still hot at 108.
Is he walking?
I don't know
if
that's a big thing.
Can he walk?
Yeah, I think so.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so badass.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a really healthy guy.
Did you know him?
And he's never lost one piece of hair. Like he's
so
got a,
weird.
Got a great head of hair.
Did you know him when you were younger to be active, like walking and things like that?
He definitely did the walks, but I never thought of him as like some, you know, bodybuilder or fitness guy.
I mean, 100%, because my sister deals with this as a nurse practitioner, works in the cardiac ward of a hospital up in Denver, and she sees geriatric patients every day, and it's the same thing. She says the same thing every time I talk to her about her job. She's like, it's really cool because some of my patients are in their 90s, and we'll talk to them, and like, so what are you doing? Oh, well, I get up and I walk the dogs every day, and then I go to the park and I walk around the park, and the people that are doing okay physically and mentally are always on the move.
Yeah.
And the ones that are not are sedentary and dying.
Yeah, I do wonder what lifespan can be affected by, let's say, 200 workouts a year, 200 days a year, you do something for 30 to 60 minutes to stay active. Does that extend your life 5 years or 10 years on average?
If you're consistent with it, you know, from a certain time, 100%.
But is your grandpa one of those guys that eats a slab of bacon every morning?
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with his diet, unfortunately. But, oh, you know what? I am. Grandma, who passed probably 15 years ago, and, you know, we all thought, ooh, you know, you know what you hear about the elderly couple, that the one usually goes after the first one goes,
right.
You know,
like
because they've known each other for 70 years, and, okay, I'm done living, too.
Yeah.
But she rationed food and was very careful about their diet as well. So they would have the little tiny cup of ice cream, but it was, I remember staying at their house and it was, we were not deviating from health, you know, maybe five Pringles with our sandwich, you know, and you're like, I'm starving still. But
food ration.
Anyway, shout out to 104-year-old Grandpa Sturm, who
is he Arnie?
He is a Bob.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the names he's rotated.
You broke the cycle?
So we were both Bob Sturm. He still is Bob Sturm.
That's great, dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So listen to
Happy
his
birthday.
Rating.
Is he also a blowhard?
He doesn't do afternoon drive anymore, but there you go.
You think he has trouble sleeping for more than 2 hours a night or a day?
he
his 30 naps?
He sleeps well.
Good.
He sleeps well.